When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Back as we continue, second hour is live, and a lot of calls. We had Roman Harper on earlier. A number of guests will be dropping by later. And Randy is up next in Florida. Hello, Randy.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
We are doing well.
Okay, I need to ask you a couple questions. Gator quarterback. Is there anything different? Is it going to be the quarterback that lost in the bowl game last year, or is there going to be a different quarterback?
It will likely be Graham Mertz, who is from Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. And the other thing is, it's probably too early on basketball. Do you know anything? You know who's going to replace Castleton as a center position in the basketball?
You have stumped me on that one.
Okay. One other thing, too. You know, I love cats and everything. You know, I'm disabled, but I love cats. And Jim told me he don't like cats when there's something wrong with if you don't love cats. I mean, he said he told me giving them some medicine, that Zatax, whatever it is. Somebody, you know. Jim's crazy. There's something wrong with him. He really is. And that guy was right. Matt and them said he's not he's a hypocrite. So is he. I got news for somebody that don't like animals. I love animals. I've loved them all my life. So.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, when I was younger, we had cats and dogs at the same time.
because my dad and my brother loves dogs best. I love cats because they're less maintained. They go to the bathroom both in the litter pen,
right,
and that's
right.
It.
When I was a kid, Randy, when I was a kid, every night, I mean, I'm like 10 years old, I had a cat and a dog sleep with me.
Well, I got one now. She's 14 years old. I've had her since she was 10 years, and since she was 4 years old, and I've had her 10 years now. And she's laying by the side. She's got thyroid problem in her, so I have to put it in her. She lost some weight. And she's 14 now. Her name's Chelsea. She's a white calico. She's laying by me right now. She's a beautiful cat.
That's
she don't
great.
Scratch on the woodwork or nothing. That's the best friend I ever had. You know, of course, God, too, you know.
Well, Randy, you stay strong, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you very, very much. Chrissy in Pennsylvania, good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon. I remember when another Randy called earlier this year, I think January, and he was commenting on the unsportsmanlike conduct related to when Marvin Harrison Jr. got knocked out of the game.
Right.
And I just want to suggest I agree with what he was saying. And I hope to see the SEC learn to play football and learn to tackle.
What do you mean by that? Chrissy, you still there? You just want to hit and run. So would you mind explaining what you meant by what you just said there?
Well, just tackle. You don't have to knock the person out of the game. You don't have to try to hit or hurt or spear them on every tackle in the open field. You wrap someone up. That's football. You heads up tackling. And I know the NFL has pushed back on tackling and tried to
Chrissy, you just made a broad generalization that the SEC does that. You come off just a little bit of a sore loser to me.
Yeah.
No. Well.
Yeah, I think. I mean, I'm trying to be about. What's that?
Are you keeping? What's that phrase? Keep my name out your mouth.
No, Chrissy, you keep my name out of your mouth because I've about had enough of you.
What do you think about the comment?
I thought your comment was absurd.
Are you going to support that type of football again?
Chrissy,
you're all for it, right?
Hold on, sir. What words were you trying to put in my mouth there?
Nothing. I'm just wondering if you're going to support that type of football.
You know what, Chrissy, I'm more than happy. I'm proud to support the football in the Southeastern Conference. I think they do it better than anyone else and with integrity. What about your league?
Well, I just thanks for that. Wish you a good day.
Well, I wish you a day.
Oh.
I don't know if I wish you a good day. What should I say, Ryan? Should I
say it a day.
Should I turn the other cheek or just kick him in the nuts?
Go for the nuts.
Kick. Mickey is up next. Hello, Mickey.
Hi. That was an eventful.
Wow. Deal.
Okay.
That was crazy.
I guess he doesn't understand.
I'm glad the guy wasn't in the studio because we might have hit him over the head with a chair.
Whoa.
Best sports football.
I mean, some guy from the Big Ten is going to lecture us on how to play football?
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't matter. Everybody, since you're a little one, they tell you, whoever told you football is a contact sport has never played it. Football is a collision sport. You want contact, play baseball or basketball. That's it. And, hello?
Yeah, no, I'm yes, siring you all the way here. Amen.
Yeah, I mean, because that's just to me that was an unfortunate phone call.
That guy, I mean, we needed that guy needs to be arrested.
Sedated.
he needs to be hauled in and questioned for daring to impugn the integrity of the Southeastern Conference.
Yeah, I mean, like, to me right now, I mean, I can't really criticize because or talk bad about it. Why? Because my Trojans were going to the Big Ten. I'm not too thrilled about it, but oh well, it's all about the money anyway.
Well, Mickey, right now it's hard to. I'm not sure anybody could accurately and correctly name all 18 schools in the Big Ten starting next year. It's a little bit difficult.
I can.
Well. I was just really trying to be funny, Mickey, but okay.
Oh, okay, Mr. Webb, I got this question for you because I wanted to see you answer me yesterday, but he didn't get a chance to.
Okay.
The starting quarterback out at Auburn, how do you see it? Do you see the transfer from Michigan State getting that position, Thorne?
Yeah, I think right now Peyton Thorne probably has a slight edge over Robbie Ashford.
You think so?
Well, I mean, it's only one weekend, but.
Yeah. What about the running back situation with Joaquin Hunter? Do you think they're going to do that by committee because of his problems?
Yeah, he's definitely had some issues. I don't know how they're resolving that one yet, but I know they want to get him in the game as quickly as possible. L.A. is up next. Good afternoon.
Hey.
Hey.
Paul.
Good afternoon.
That call from Chrissy's call was unbelievably bad.
Yeah, I'm still upset about that.
I live in L.A., and we become SEC fans here because that's where all of our best players go. And I'll tell you what, Kirby Smart really pulled the coup with the running back. He's the player everybody wanted.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. I mean, I think he's completely wrong, too, on that call. But nobody in mid-August wants to litigate or relitigate something that happened on New Year's Eve.
Well, football. I mean, there's an old saying: a lot of people put themselves in harm's way. Somebody's going to get harmed without any evil intent.
That's part of it.
It's just
right.
That's the game. I have a question for you, real quick. Is Arch Manning number one at Texas or not?
No. He's battling for the number two position. The number one quarterback is Quinn Ewers. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the country.
So Arch is on hold.
Well, Arch is a freshman. The other guy has been around a couple of years.
No. Arch redshirted last year, yeah.
No. Arch literally just left high school.
I would check twice on that.
Oh, I'll be happy to.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. May check four times, but I'm still going to be right. We'll take a break. More to come. on the program. Good. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We are back. Friday afternoon, mid-August.
Yay!
Actually, not quite mid-August, but close. Jason is up next.
Hey, Paul, you guys should have hit that that baby crying sound effect you got had.
You know, I want that guy back on the show.
There you go. That's it.
I'm telling you, why don't we get in the car tonight and drive up to wherever he lives?
Do you remember the play that you remember the play he's talking about, right, where he just threw it? He threw a lollipop there to the back of the end zone. I assume he was trying to throw it out of the end zone, but it didn't get there, and it was not helmet to helmet. I guess he's just a defense. You're just supposed to let him catch it and then say, oh, well, touchdown.
Georgia's playing for the national semifinal game. They just want to – whatever you guys want to do, we do not want to hurt you.
No, exactly. Alabama fans, if you ask real nicely, Kirby might let you have one more before Nick and old Rusty Steele sell off into the sunset. Have a good day, Paul.
I don't know. Mark in Chicago is up next. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, hey, Paul. Love you, man.
Thank you.
I just wanted to quickly talk with you about, given the conference expansions that we're seeing and, like, formation of potential, like, super conferences, also given what's kind of been said about how, like, there are diminishing returns with adding new teams because there's still only one conference championship for each conference. Do you think we could potentially see the formation of playoffs for conferences in these super conferences to sort of remedy that? And if that's the case, do you think we could see a reversion to, like, a smaller CFP?
I don't think you can wind it back down. There's too much at stake and there's too much movement, but I do believe that they will get in there, and I think they're going to do it pretty quickly and reconfigure what next year looks like. They have the power to do that. Nothing is written in concrete. This isn't some Supreme Court decision that needs ratification or something like that. It is up to the College Football Management Committee to determine how the playoffs are executed. Thank you very, very much for the call. I do appreciate it. And Gliss is up next in Georgia. Hello, Gliss.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Good. Enjoy your show, even though I'm an ACC fan.
That's okay.
I'm a Clemson fan. Down here in Georgia. We enjoy your show.
Thank you.
It's a good way to keep up with a lot of the things that's going on. I look forward to the day we'll find ourselves in the SEC, hopefully. But definitely want to be in one of the SEC and the Big Ten because that's the way things seem to be going. But here's my question, and you know way more about this than I do, and I didn't take a lot of time to look it up, but just in past reading, you've mentioned a lot of times on your show about Florida State could have had their shot of getting in the SEC back in 1990 or whenever it was when they joined the ACC, and I understand all that. And if Bobby Bowden said it was the easier pathway, he felt like it was easier. I remember seeing the clip where he said he felt like it was the easier pathway to the national championship. I understand all that. But it's rarely ever mentioned that there was a time, I thought I remember reading somewhere, where back when Bobby Bowden first got to Florida State and was and beginning to build that program up, he went and tried to got Florida State to try to the SEC approached them wanting the SEC wanted them, I think it was, and no, he tried to join, and
Cliff, no. What he did when Bobby got there, he would play anyone, anywhere. He went to Ohio State, he went to Nebraska, Michigan. I mean, he did it all,
right.
And then he built a program, and you know, beginning in 1987 or 88, he had probably for 15 years the most successful program in the country. But he felt he had a better path to play for the national championship by essentially beating Clemson every year. And then he had Florida at the end of the year, an out-of-conference game, as opposed to Tennessee, LSU, Alabama,
no,
Auburn.
I'm talking about way back before the Florida State program.
Yeah, that was not ever serious because the only time Florida State – in Bowden's tenure was ever seriously considered was in the early 90s. And what happened there was that Arkansas was leaving the Southwest Conference, so they needed Arkansas was the 11th,
part.
And they needed an even number.
South Carolina was 12.
So they offered it to Florida State, and when Bowden rebuffed it, they literally went straight to South Carolina and invited them.
Okay, are you saying that the SEC, that Bobby Bowden didn't go to the SEC or Florida State didn't go to the SEC?
Well, no, I'm not saying that at all.
Bobby
I'm
Bowden
saying, yeah, it's very very likely that in the 80s they probably did.
And
but the SEC did not want anything to do with him at the time.
I was told that part of the reason why Florida State didn't come in the 90s, part of it, I don't have a problem with that being the easier pathway because it certainly probably was. But some of the administration was involved 10 years or so earlier.
Well, by the way, Glitch, I think you're right. I think you are right.
I just remembered reading where they said that so what I'm trying to say to the fans that might not know this, there's no difference to the fans that are calling in the show and saying Florida State had their shot and they turned us down. Well, that's no different than right now, because if the SEC tried to get if Florida State tried to join one time before and the SEC said no, then that's no different than what goes around comes around kind of thing. Times change and people's needs change and
Well, Chris, you're right, but what happened maybe in the 80s was informal. What happened in 1990 was a very formal offer. I mean, the commissioner of the Southeastern Conference went down there and literally said, we want you to join. We're looking for one more school, and Florida State said no. I don't know where it is right now, other than what the commissioner told us 3 days ago, and I didn't hear anything from Greg Sankey that indicated that he was remotely interested in going to invite somebody at the moment. And I think he did offer in the event that circumstances change. Now, what does that mean? That means the ACC implodes, which is unlikely. Colin is up next in Alabama. Hello, Colin.
Oh, hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Sorry, I was not expecting to get on so quick. I tried to call yesterday and was not able to get on, but I appreciate you taking my call. So I just want to start by saying you know, I've been listening to the show since about 2011 when I was a sophomore, junior, and at Auburn. I think it was around when I started listening, and pretty much been listening consistently. you know, forever. So I, first of all, I wanted to ask just a personal question. I don't know. I'm sure this has been asked before, but, you know, not to get morbid or anything, Paul, but, you know, there will be a day that comes when the Paul Feinbaum show, you know, may end or there may be a new host. But I think it will go down as the greatest sports radio talk show of all time, and I think you would be go down as the greatest host of all time. I think that's the impact you've had. Just on, I'm just looking at my personal life and the you know, over a decade that I've spent listening to the show, and I've you know, I started listening as a teenager in college, and now I'm you know, a grown adult with a family and a career and a boss that I love and a tough job, but I love it. So, I don't know. I just thought I'd bring a little levity to the
show.
Well,
Colin, listen, no reason to be – I mean, I am well aware of where I am in life, and I appreciate very much your kind comments. And, yeah, one day I'll be gone, and Randy will be sitting here going, what happened to that guy? And what was his name again? But – yeah, I mean, I thoroughly enjoy this job. I have no immediate interest in wanting to do anything else. But I am aware of the clock.
Yeah, well, and I didn't mean to be morbid about it.
No,
but
no,
I'm
glad I've made it this long.
What you've done for people, and you know what? A lot, most people don't say this, but calling into your show, it feels good. You know, it's almost therapeutic. Like, I feel like I should be telling you. It feels good. It feels good. You know,
well, Colin, I feel the same way. I think I would be committed if it wasn't for this show. I mean, this show gets me. It is. I don't do drugs, but this, because I have the, this is the drug that gets me through every afternoon.
Well, and I can understand that, Paul. I was the caller that ruined the end of the show one day when I brought up addiction. And you saw how that spun out of control. I don't know if you remember that day. When I talked about my struggles in college.
Well, I do remember that, yes. I remember that.
And I think Iman called in, and I don't know, he said, well, I don't remember what he said, but he said something.
Yeah, you, Colin, you literally stopped the show that day. Your call was the moment of the day that everybody ended up screaming about.
Well, it's too late. You know, it's unfortunate it was towards the end of the show and there wasn't more conversation about it. And I'm happy to talk about it any time. You know, it's the greatest struggle I've had in my life and was able to overcome it. And I'm always, you know, available to help people. I would be happy to, you know, leave my number with you guys when I get off the line. And if I know there's people out there listening that are, you know, struggling with stuff like that and just maybe need someone to talk to. So, you know, that's a whole nother thing. this is out of left field. All right. Do the commercials, are they regional, or does everyone kind of hear the same commercials?
Well, it depends on where you are. If you're listening to it are you in Birmingham?
Yeah, it's in Jock 94.5.
Yeah, so what I'll explain this because it can be a little bit confusing. You know, we have a television version of this show, which is available on the SEC network. Then right. We have two different radio versions. We have what you are listening to. Jox is where I used to work, as you probably know. It's probably the biggest affiliate that we have. So there are countless radio stations around the country, primarily in the South, but around the country as well, that get the feed. And then there's yet another version of the show that's available on satellite radio, which you would probably hear a different commercial than what you hear okay. on let's say Jox.
I got you, because I do hear some local stuff, so I was wondering. Yeah. But okay, there's one commercial that runs. Are you aware of the Reese's commercial that runs? And I know there's other people listening that know what I'm talking about.
No, tell us about it.
It is the most obnoxious commercial I've ever heard in my life. It's a commercial that, when I listen to it, it makes me want to not eat a Reese's. The guy literally says the word Reese's 400 times and expects that to
Well, Colin, I was afraid you were going to say something else. Hey, thank you for the call. I want to tell this quick story. We have our friend, Archbishop Marino, used to be, he was at the Vatican. You ever heard this story, Randy? Where he was supposed to be a guest one night, and he was on hold, and he was, I don't know, somehow he was getting like the local affiliate feed, and he was getting male enhancement commercials over and over again. And then, I mean, you've heard these commercials. I mean, they are just unbelievable. And he sat through about 15 minutes of one after another, you know, you can, you know, buying marijuana legally, male. I mean, and so you never know what you're going to get depending on where you are. We'll take a break. All good here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome back. Let's check in with Kevin in Texas. Good afternoon, Kevin.
How are you today, Paul?
We are doing great. Thank you.
It's hotter than Hades in Texas.
I bet.
Huh?
What part are you in?
We live about 30 miles out of College Station.
That's hot.
The big city of Norman G, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Hey, the guy that called earlier, was his name Chrissy or Sissy?
Yes.
Both.
Huh? Yeah, I think so. I like that smash mouth football.
It was Chrissy.
Round and round. Huh?
It was Chrissy.
Chrissy. Oh, I thought it was Sissy.
Chrissy with three C's.
Oh, yeah. So what do you think about the Aggies? I called a couple of weeks ago. I think they was going to be about 9-3. But, you know, I'm hearing good things around College Station.
Well, we talked to the all-knowing expert, Billy Lucci, 2 days ago, and he thought nine was doable.
Yeah. I think we'll win the West.
Really?
I'm hearing good things about old Bobby P in the offense.
You know, the problem with the West, I think, is road games at Tennessee and LSU and Ole Miss. That's a long journey there, assuming you can even survive Alabama.
I don't think Alabama will be the problem this year.
Ooh.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, I really don't. The Aggies always get beat, man, when we play these fast offenses. Ole Miss will be a problem because of Lane Kiffin, the way he runs that offense.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't know if there's any more animus between two coaches in the SEC than Lane Kiffin and Jimbo Fisher. That's a serious feud right there.
That's a serious feud.
Hey, great to hear from you. Keep it cool. Good to hear from you. And Tyler is also in Tennessee.
Afternoon, Paul.
Hi there.
So I don't consistently watch the show, so forgive me if any of these questions have been asked before, but with the whole conference realignment chaos across college football, who would you per se would be the one to blame? Would it be the media or just the, you know, conference commissioners? What's your opinion on that? And also I might have an idea on how to fix that.
Well, I mean, I think right now it's It's the university presidents that have been reacting. What happened in the Pac-12 was all about one thing, the inefficiency of the commissioner to get a deal done or gamble on the right deal. He had a good offer the year before, but he doubled down and said, we can do better. And he ended up doing worse would be an understatement. He lost the league.
Yeah, and I see Eli Drinkwitz, the head coach of Missouri, brought up a good point in regards to, you know, the other student athletes, so the softball and baseball, you know, traveling across the country because they, right. you know, they do commercial. And football typically has, you know, 6 away games per year, but with the other sports, they're going to have to do a lot more traveling. That's just something that, you know, they need to take into consideration for all other sports across the university.
Well, Tyler, while you are 100% correct, that is not a consideration when making these deals because those sports do not bring in the money. Football brings in an overwhelming majority of the funds. Thanks so much for your call. And Coach is up next in New York. Good afternoon.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
We are doing great, Coach.
I got a couple of I got one question, but I have to listen to some of these speakers. Chrissy's probably a guy who never played football and probably never got punched in the nose, so he don't know what taking a hit's all about. And Jason from Georgia, be careful. Don't be sleeping on Alabama. Paul, my thing with you with this realignment, and I want to ask you to go back when you were a young reporter and everything. Tradition of conferences all have changed, and I just don't like it. I like the old tradition. You had that Southwest Conference, your Big Ten, your back. You got teams from all over the country going into the conferences. And what about the student athlete in this respect? You're going to add games, and you're always talking about safety and injuries. Well, you're adding games, and it really makes it harder on the coaches because now you really got to recruit numbers. So it's such a catch-22, and what I hate is they're chasing the money. You know, I like the purity of the game the way it was, even went back when you were a youngster, the purity of the game. And as long as Nick Saban's there, don't sleep on him. He's still got the bear in his corner. The bear's still the best.
Well, Coach, I agree with you completely, but you know, things have changed so much that it's hard to remember what you're talking about, even though I lived through it like you did. And it's, you know, everybody can talk a good game, but we saw last week in real time that respected conference presidents and commissioners all scrambled for one thing, making more money. And this is the first time that there is evidence that a television network tipped the scales. Without the Fox network, the Big Ten could not have afforded to grab Oregon or Washington. We'll take a break. More to come. A couple of guests on the same subject you just mentioned at the top of the hour.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It begins next week. We go back to school. What does that mean? Well, it means we start hitting all the campuses in the SEC, talking to the young students, reporters who cover their teams. Let's get back to the calls right now. And Mark in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Listen, I got a little history, and plus I want to get your opinion on some realignment for the SEC, too. I heard, it may be wrong here, but Coach Dodd had a falling out with Alabama and the way they had lowered their academic standards in the early to mid-60s. And Georgia Tech's dean wasn't willing to do that, so he just wanted to bow out. He taught everybody in Tech and to drop out. But they left a lot of rivalries behind when they did that, because they used to play Alabama quite frequently, Tennessee and Auburn, I think, every year. And I would just love to see them bury the hatchet with Georgia Tech. And also, I'd like to see it kill about two birds with one stone. It would give an in-conference rivalry to Florida and Florida State for my other team, and Georgia and Georgia Tech, naturally. And then you throw in North Carolina and Clemson. That would also create some more rivalries up in that area, up there with South Carolina and Clemson and all them button heads up there. To me, it seems like the no-brainer to let Tech back in with those other three, you know, Georgia Tech, North Carolina, Clemson, and Florida State. I just wanted to get your opinion on that.
Yeah, well, by the way, you're 100% correct about Georgia Tech. I think you're on the right track there. And Tennessee and Georgia Tech, Auburn, Alabama, that was one of the those rivalries were among the biggest in the SEC. And they continued playing for many years until Georgia Tech went into the ACC. I don't know where they'll go, where the conference will go, because I think, you know, if you listen to what the commissioner said, they really can't do anything right now, and nor will they do anything. But the ACC has to figure out a path forward, and they're just simply falling dramatically behind everyone else. And I don't know what their options are. They really don't have very many good ones. Greg is in North Carolina. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul, this is Greg from North Carolina. You can call me the devil from Durham.
Okay.
Oh, my God, I am so happy to talk to you today. I am a runner, a lawyer, and I have listened to you for years and so many miles. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you. It's great to hear from you.
I want to talk to you about realignment. I want to talk to you about, like, the first weekend in college football. I'm excited. I can't wait for, like, oh, my God. God, the games. But I also, like, I hear you, like, kind of talking SEC, and you bashing the ACC, and we should, like, talk a little bit, because, like, oh my God, the Georgia UT Martin game, or the Bama Middle Tennessee State game. How's that work?
Well, Greg, what you're doing here, and I know this is what lawyers are taught to do, is cherry pick away from the facts and concentrate on red herrings. And what you've laid out here are red herrings. Everybody has a difficult schedule, and Alabama the next week, which you failed to mention, as I would expect a lawyer to do, Alabama plays Texas.
Oh, absolutely. And I love it because, like, hey, by the way, Tennessee plays Virginia. Good. Like, you know, there are all kinds of great games. UNC is playing, you know, South Carolina.
Right.
Great opening game. Like, I can't wait to be there. I'm going to be there in Charlotte. I'm excited about, like, oh, my God, that'll be a good game. You know, border rivalry in the new world that is, like, you know, wherever we are with conference realignments. But I've been watching on my TV, you know, the Premier League opening day, and they have, like, one of the best teams in the world, Manchester City, playing against a newly promoted team, Burnley. And I'm wondering your opinion. If we step back, take like Chip Kelly from, you know, his opinion just recently about, hey, maybe college football needs to get away from conferences and maybe get to who are the best, I don't know, 32, 48, 64 teams, put them out there, let them play against each other, have their own competition, and every year, you know, promote some, relegate some. What do you think about?
Well, Greg, I think it's a great idea. It's phenomenal, and it's completely and totally unrealistic for this reason, as you well know. All these leagues have agreements with
TV contracts.
Yeah,
right.
And you can't just say, okay, well, you know, we're making $50 or $100 million a year, and we're going to go willy nilly. It's just impossible. I appreciate your call, though. It's really great to hear your enthusiasm. Andy is up next. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. It's great to talk to you again. I just wanted to say I'm super excited for football season. It's my favorite time of the year. I love everything about football season. So I'm ready for it to start, and I know you are too. But what I really wanted to call about was I'd like to teach you a new phrase that I think you might find very, very useful.
Please.
When dealing with people like the Big Ten guy that called a little bit ago. So I noticed that you really, really wanted to tell him off, but you hesitated because you didn't quite have the right thing to say without getting yourself in trouble. So there's a phrase that I absolutely love that you can use to tell someone off, and it won't get you in trouble because it's...
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.